This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, November 30th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, Facebook posts, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Daily Freeman reports that opponents of the Pilgrim Pipeline, which, if approved, would move Bakken crude oil one way and refined gas and diesel the other through the Hudson Valley along the I-87 corridor, will hold a protest at 4 p.m. Tuesday, December 2nd, near the New York Thruway Bridge at the intersection of Main Street and South Putt Corners in New Paltz. The New Paltz Climate Action Coalition and Protecting Our Waters does not want the New York State Thruway Authority to allow a thruway easement. The Rosendale and New Paltz town boards have passed resolutions against the pipeline, noting that local emergency services would be ill-equipped to handle emergencies posed by pipe ruptures or explosions. WGXC could not find any comments on the proposed pipeline from anyone in Greene County. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Matt Bathrick in the Columbia paper reports that Chatham's Board of Education is exploring capital spending in advance of eventual consolidation of the middle school building on Woodbridge Avenue into the high school and Mary E. Dardress Elementary School. Last year, voters rejected a $13.8 million capital project proposal after the board voted to consolidate in the fall of 2015. But after voters rejected the spending plan, 668 to 481 last year, and at the November 18th meeting, the school board rescinded the consolidation for now. The district would save over $450,000 a year from consolidation, although that may hinge on the eventual fate of the middle school building. Quote, "I absolutely see the need for consolidation. However, I don't think it is in the best interest of the students or education to do it without a capital project," unquote, said member Terry Conte. Quote, "We don't have the room," unquote, board member Michael Clark suggested, the fall of 2015 is the deadline for a new plan to be developed. The Chatham School Board holds a workshop meeting December 2nd, and its next full meeting is December 16th at 6:30 p.m. in the high school library. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a slight chance of rain Sunday after 3 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 44. Sunday night, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 10 p.m. with a low around 40. Monday, a 30% chance of showers again, mainly before 9 a.m. with a high near 41 and a low around 18. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 30. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.